You are listening to Boss Babe Aura, a podcast of an entrepreneurial addict. I am passionate and dedicated to helping women dig deep, get over the blocks, level up, and reach their goals. Join me, Jennifer Michelle, as I speak truth on Boss Babe business and gaining that Boss Babe aura. Learn what it takes to illuminate, build, start, or grow your business. Good afternoon. Hope everyone is having a wonderful day. Today we're going to be talking about self-doubt, self-sabotage, imposter syndrome. They all kind of go hand in hand. And this isn't just self-doubt in your business. This can be in your life in many different ways. So, you know, what is self-doubt? Self-doubt is not having confidence in yourself. Doubting yourself. And we all do it. For example, myself. I do it in my business quite a bit. I don't mean to, but I do. I'll be doing really good in my businesses, and I have wonderful, great businesses that are very successful, but I will see other people doing a business and doing things a little differently, and maybe I'm thinking they're looking better than me, and that's self-doubt. So it's also imposter syndrome. When you're looking at everybody else's stuff and you're thinking, oh my gosh, that person has more likes than me. And oh my gosh, they sound like they're doing so much better than me. You know, they got to do this or they got to do that, or they're traveling here. Or they quit their job, or how do they have so many people under them? How are they having such, you know, a great outcome on their business? That is self-doubt. You're doubting yourself. Or how about when you say, what makes me good enough to teach this? Or what makes me good enough to be this person or to be this massage therapist or to own my own business? What makes me good enough? You know, what makes me good enough to do these things? That is self-doubt. And self-doubt, it really is self-sabotage. And it's very troubling and it will hold you back. It holds you back from seizing your opportunities. It makes getting started or finishing things very hard. And you know, there are ways to conquer self-doubt and self-sabotage. You know, number one, stop. Just say stop. When you start doubting and the inner doubts start coming up, don't let them spin out of control. Instead, talk yourself back and say stop. You know, say something like, no, we're not going down that road again. We are not going to do this. You are doing so good. You know, give yourself some positive things. You know, your business is amazing and you look great and you are such a great mother. You're such a great teacher. You're such a great wife. You're such a, you know, great business owner. Whatever you're doing in your life, talk positive. Also, look at the past. And just get rid of the bad memories. You know, how many times do you doubt yourself, feeling that something in the past is going to happen again? I mean, how many of us do that? We do fail. Everybody fails. And everybody fails in life and fails in businesses and fails, you know, in things we're trying to do. Everybody does. I failed in so many businesses, but I continue to get up and grow and strive forward. And that's all you can do. But some people, that'll take them over, and the self-doubt will take control. So you need to look past that and ignore it and focus on a positive outcome and take action on that positive outcome. If you're really having bad self-doubt, talk to somebody that is very positive in your life. You know, that can bring you up, you know. They will help you get out of that doubtful mindset. And then don't get stuck comparing yourself. You know, that is that imposter syndrome. You can't compare yourself to other people. Their success is different than yours. They might be thinking the same thing you're thinking. You know, especially on social media, do not sit there and scroll and scroll and scroll and compare yourself to others. Because you know what? Instead of doing that, get on there and get started in your business. Get messy. Do it. Instead of taking time and comparing. Because all that does is make you feel bad and give you a sense of overwhelm. How about this? Start journaling. Journaling is a wonderful thing. It's a good habit. It can get a lot of stuff out. You can look back on it. You can see how you've come forward. You know, keep a realistic record of your life. And try to journal with positives and with gratitude. You know, that's another thing. You don't want negative things. If you want, you know what? If you want to write down some negative crap, write it down and then throw it in the fire. Get rid of it. You know, what does journaling do? It helps you gain clarity because you can really see what's going on. You can see these doubts and these fears. And you can make a list of some pros and some cons. And then you can really see where you're at. So journaling can be a really good thing. Journaling can also help you manifest things. So write a bunch of positives in your journal and what you're going to be. So if you see yourself, say, as a six-figure business person, start to act like that six-figure business person and start to write things like the six-figure business person. I'm not saying going out and spending money like a six-figure person because you can't always do that. There are little things you can do that a six-figure business person would do, though, that you're not doing, that you can afford. Do those. And you know what? Remember, people don't care that much about what you do and say. We care more about it than they do. You know, we get stuck in this fear. And when that happens, we need to remind ourselves that honestly, people don't care that much about what we're doing or how we're doing it. And we are the ones that are picking ourselves apart. Not them. You know, they already are thinking about themselves. They have a lot going on. And then they see the little things you're doing and little things stick with them, but they're not like picking apart you unless they're also in the same boat and they're having self-doubt and then they are doing imposter syndrome. But they're typically them pulling the positives out of you. So don't get stuck in that. Also, you got to understand this. When you get criticized, it's not really about you. You know, people think it's about them and they feel bad and they're like, what the heck did I do? Why are these people talking like this? You know what? It's not about you. It's about them. It's about them. There's something going on in them that is making them focus on you and lashing out on you. So when that happens, don't let self-doubt take over, because honestly, it's not you. It's them. And you know, you might have just got that, you know, the person's like secondhand garbage. You know, maybe something just happened to them and then they come up to you or see something you post or whatever, and then they kind of lash out on you. Just remember, it's not about you. It's about them. How about this? Get some optimism. Grab someone else's enthusiasm and motivation. Read some great quotes. You know, how about this? Go and listen to a podcast or go and listen to an audiobook or read a self-development book. I do that a lot because it makes me feel better. It gives me more positive attitude. I've learned a lot from podcasts. That's why I'm doing one, because I feel like there's so much to give. And I mean, you can spend 20 minutes and just totally shift yourself from that self-doubt person into a positive person. Another thing is do a little bit of meditation. Sit back, get some crystals, get some essential oils, and just do some positive affirmations and do some positive thinking. Maybe find that place that you love, and in your mind, do a guided meditation, walking yourself to this place, and then sitting down and whatever you're doing at this place. And then, you know, take some time to breathe and do some meditation just to get yourself away from that self-doubt. Also, when something does happen that's causing the self-doubt, like say, you know, your website's having issues or you lost a couple clients because of you were sick or whatever it is, think of that as a temporary setback. Because you know what? Things will get better. Don't think of things in a negative manner because negative energy attracts negativity. Think of things in a positive manner. This is just a little setback because positive things, positive energy attracts positive. So remember, and you're not a failure. You just failed a little. We all fail in businesses, in life, in our finances, in relationships. We're not perfect. So it's just part of living life. And ask yourself, what is one thing that I can learn from this setback? Use this mistake and failure to learn. I always do that. I have spent countless hours coming up with a business because I'm kind of a business addict and tried to run this business and it just didn't work. And it was just zapping the energy out of me. And you know what? Instead of like getting down on myself, oh my gosh, another business that didn't work. Instead, I think, okay, why isn't this business working? What's going on? What's not resonating with me? What do I need to tweak? Can I take this business and what can I learn from it? And how can I turn this into something good? And I do that with all my businesses and I've run tons of them. And I'm slowly molding myself into what I'm really meant to be and meant to do. So learn from your setbacks. Also, sharpen your skills. So if you feel like you have self-doubt before you're going to do something, before you're going to do a podcast, before you know you're going to go do a live video, before you're going to do a presentation, do some practice. Sharpen your skills. Look in the mirror and run through it. Talk to someone, show someone, run it through with someone else. Also, don't beat yourself up. Stop beating yourself up. A lot of way people handle self-doubt is to get upset with themselves. Don't beat yourself up. Get, you know what? Learn from it, get over it, and move on. Move on. You need to be kind to yourself. Give yourself some constructive feedback. You know, figure out what caused the situation, why you're having the self-doubt, and how you can get better at whatever the situation is. Celebrate your victories. That's another way. Celebrate those small steps and those wins. And they can be little. I mean, let me give you an example. I celebrate every day when I do this, and I do this all the time because it makes me feel good. I write lists, and lists are my way of accomplishing a lot. People always say to me, Jennifer, I don't know how you do so much. Well, I write lists, and honestly, I feel that is why I accomplish so much. I write lists, and I love to cross things off my list. You can ask my family, ask my kids, my husband. I am the list maker, and they'll laugh at me because I have all different types of lists. I have house lists, I have business lists, I have, you know, things that we need to do outside lists, I have just regular like doctor's appointments, this, and this kind of lists. I have lists everywhere on different things in my life. But then I have my daily list, my monthly list, my weekly list. And when I cross things off that list, it makes me feel so good. When I finish a list, holy crap, do I celebrate. It's awesome. I got a lot done. It's a feeling of accomplishment. And you know, you're getting a lot done when you write a list and then you start crossing things off. And then you realize that, wow, celebrate. Wow, I am really doing well. I am getting a lot done. You know, this will recharge you and it's a motivation. It makes you feel good. And remember, yeah, you can plan your moves and you can plan everything, but don't forget you can change course. I'm a planner. I'm a huge planner. And, you know, you can't forget about that you can change course. Because sometimes people that are very structured, when all of a sudden things don't go perfectly their way, then they will think like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing things right. You know, but remember, you can change things. Things can go a different direction. You know, so there's a lot of ways to get over that self-doubt. Okay? And you need to understand things take time. And for example, self-doubt that I have an amazing business, a massage business, but it wasn't always that way. When I first started my massage business, well, I had, you know, wrote this great business plan, and I had this great vision board, and I had been dreaming and manifesting about this for the longest time. And I opened up my spa in East Troy, and I was all ready for it. And there I sat, and I would do like a massage here and a massage there. But there I sat. I had a lot of free time. I ran a Groupon. Groupons didn't do that great out in East Troy. I couldn't get the people in. And it was very devastating to me. I had a lot of self-doubt. Here I'm paying rent. I mean, I know to make money in a business, you have to invest money. I know that 100%. And I do it all the time in courses and self-development and rent. Product, buying new things to try on my customers, my clients. So I do put the money out there, but it's devastating when you're putting the money out there and you're not seeing it come back. And so I had a lot of self-doubt, but then I had to realize you can't build this business overnight. And honestly, the business didn't do good enough in East Troy. I ended up kind of failing there. But you know what I learned from it? I closed it. I moved my business, and now I'm in near Madison, Wisconsin, and my business has exploded. It's amazing. And it took me about a year, and it was funny because at first I was like stressed out about it because honestly, we were counting on my money to pay some of the bills, but I was stressed out about it and like, oh my gosh, am I making enough? When am I going to get more clients? When is it going to get busier? And then it was just like, finally, I just kind of let go. And I let flow. I kind of let it flow. Let my business flow. Continue to do my marketing. Continue to be grateful and happy and just going with it. And all of a sudden, I was booked solid. 24 massages in a week. And you know what? Ever since then, it's been pretty steady. There are weeks where, yeah, I have a few less. And there are weeks where I'm so booked I can't get people in. So that is, you know, it. I had self-doubt, but once I let go and once I let it start flowing, things got so much better. And I was able to get over that self-doubt and my business became abundant. I also do that in my business now. I have this amazing massage business. But I'm also a personal trainer, and I have an online fitness course. And it's an online 12-week boot camp, and it has fitness, and it has nutrition, and it, but it also has 12 weeks of lessons on detoxing, decluttering, motivating, mindset, manifestation. So I have this great program, but. And I am selling it. I am doing well. And I do have clients coming in. But it didn't go as fast as I would have liked it to. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, I have the self-doubt. Like, what am I doing wrong? How come this person's business is doing so much better? How come this person has so much more followers? And they can sell their products so much better? And then I realize like, okay, wait a minute, Jennifer. You have an amazing business. This is just another aspect of that business. And it's not going to happen overnight. And I have to get rid of that self-doubt and just let it flow and just go with it. Be there to serve others and they'll come to you. And that's what I do. I'm there to help people, to serve people, and then they come to me for my services. I am not a seller. I hate selling things. So I like to serve people. But for a while, I was getting stressed out. Like, what am I doing? I'm not doing good enough. Something's wrong. What, you know, no. Get rid of that self-doubt. Have a plan. Make a list. Have a plan. A plan is very important. Plan out your week. You know, if you're going to be on social media and you're trying to build your social media, you need to plan your content and the days you're going to do it and where you're going to post it. So you're not stuck. So you're not sitting there like, oh my God, what am I doing? And I'm working on that right now, actually, because there are a lot of days that I don't go on social media lately. I've been so busy on the back end of my business and doing these podcasts and just doing all these other parts. And I've been editing classes and busy with my massage business and doing taxes. And I haven't been on social media as much. But if I just had my content laid out, what I wanted to share with people, I could just, you know, go on there and click, 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 and get it done with and have a plan. So it's all about having a plan, having a list, and making things happen. And if you mess up, you know what? Get over it. Let it go. Learn from it. Get rid of that self-doubt. We don't need it. Self-doubt is a self-sabotager. And it's funny because we'll think like, we'll get upset with like so-and-so or that person and get a little jealous or irritated. That's coming from within us. So if you feel that happening, do something about it. Meditate. Journal. Do some positive affirmations. Get rid of that self-doubt. And you will, your business will become abundant. Your life will become abundant. If you can lead with gratitude and service, things will change. Things will have a 360. It's crazy what gratitude and service can do. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I hope if you're having some self-doubt, I gave you some good ideas on how to get over it. And I hope you are rocking your businesses. Rock in your life. Enjoy every minute of it. And remember to live in gratitude. Be happy for your life because there are people who have it much worse than us. Till next time. Bye-bye. So if you liked this episode, head on over to my Facebook or Instagram. Tell me you loved it. Give me a 5 stars. Share this with others that might enjoy it or actually need it. All my links are in the show notes. Until next time, remember, your future is yours. You design the life you live.